To hunger and thirst is to become acutely aware of that which you lack. As we continue to shelter in place, we're confronted with our own hungering and thirsting for the world to be made right. In prayer, we bring these longings before God. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. It is Thursday, April 30th. It is good to be back with you. I hope that this week you've been able to engage with the reflections that Kathy B has been leading us through. And man, it has just ministered to my heart. Yesterday, his episode, she was talking about this idea of meekness and blessed are the meek. And she used this phrase that I just haven't been able to shake, this giving up the invitation to give up the myth of indispensability. Man, that is something that I know I've been working on. I shared a few times on with you all before that. You know, I think one of the things that's been really revealed to me in this pandemic and whatnot is my deep kind of preoccupation with control and this idea of me wanting to be able to control, to be in charge, to understand what's going on. And that's just been laid bare. And so when Kathy was reflecting on that idea of meekness and that idea of that we can release the need to be in control, embrace weakness, because it is in that that we find God's blessing. Man, just a beautiful reflection. So I hope you were able to enjoy those as much as I have, and the way that they've been speaking to my heart. It's just been so good. So we are continuing on through these what have been known as the Beatitudes, this opening address in which Jesus begins his Sermon on the Mount, his manifesto for what it means to live in the kingdom of God. And he lays out these just kind of grand reversals that to me, it's so stunning because he really does reverse so many of the norms that we assume. And as Kathy's been alluding to throughout this week, you know, it's the reversal of those who are poor are blessed. Those who mourn are comforted. Those who are meek will inherit the earth. See, Jesus in some ways is flipping. I like the way Dallas Willard talks about how it's not that he flips it upside down, but rather he flips it right side up. That the kingdom of God and the way that Jesus is describing these dispositions is actually the reality of the way the world operates, the way the kingdom of God operates. And what we actually experience, the inverse of these, is actually the parody. It's the myth. It's the way that the world operates, not the way in which the kingdom of God operates. And that is going to be true for today as we look at the reflection in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, which says this. It says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Two things I want to focus on that really stand out and fascinate me about this particular one is, you know, this imagery of hungering and thirsting. It is such a vivid image. I mean, it's hard to shake that kind of visceral reaction that we have when we think of hungering and thirsting. I mean, all of us at times have been in spaces or times where we have maybe felt that kind of hunger, that thirsting on a hot summer day where you just want that cold glass of water or whatever it is. And there's this kind of visceral response, which again, I think is so intentional by Jesus. Because, you know, when you hunger and thirst for something, you become acutely aware and acquainted with that which you lack. I mean, it is at the forefront of your mind and your whole being in that moment of hungering and thirsting that there is something in which you long for that you believe you lack. And, you know, in many ways, I think this is part of the task of prayer. You know, prayer drives us to our deeper sense of ourselves. You know, it's in prayer that we, that you know, what becomes apparent is that which we long for, which so often remains hidden. It remains suppressed because we're rushing from one thing to the next, that we never slow down and actually attune ourselves to where our soul is and where our soul is hungering and thirsting. But it's in prayer, right? It's in times of consistent prayer that we're moved to that primary level of longing. We move through the layers of veneer, we move through the facade, and we're laid bare before God is our longings, our hungering, and our thirsting. So Jesus takes up this imagery and he says, the ones that are acutely aware of that which they lack, it says they are the ones who are blessed. But what's fascinating is obviously Jesus intends that this lack, this sense of hungering and thirsting is for a particular thing. And so the second thing that fascinates me about Jesus' declaration here is that the object of the hungering and thirsting is what our Bible says is righteousness. And this word is, the Greek word's dikaiosune, and it's a really interesting word because it means righteousness, but it also means justice. And it's the exact same word that can be used interchangeably. And so I think what's fascinating about this idea of righteousness and justice is there's this built-in longing. He says, blessed is the one who hungers and thirsts for justice or righteousness, who hungers and thirsts for the world to be made right. Right? Who longs for our own life to be made right, for our own understanding of ourselves to be made right. It says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. But then also this idea of justice, that there is brokenness within the world that we long to see fixed. And Jesus says, blessed is the one who hungers and thirsts for dikaiosune, for righteousness. And what's interesting, I think, about this is, you know, this idea of hungering and thirsting for righteousness and justice is not a good place to be. Because when we hunger and thirst for that, it means that we inherently lack it. And so as we look around the world and see, even in our current moment with the pandemic, and we notice the way in which the world seems frayed and chaotic and frenetic, there's this sense that we're in the moment in which we hunger and thirst it because it's not seemingly available to us. And so this hunger and thirsting is the right posture to have, but it's a difficult space to be in because that means we're in a spot where the world is not right, where we are not right. So Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. In some ways, it's the opposite of flourishing. It means you are in the place in which things don't always make sense. And so for us, it's that is the state that maybe we find ourselves in. Maybe for you, as you recognize the complexities of this moment, you realize that there is a hunger and a thirst for righteousness and for justice, for the world to be made right, because it's not currently that way. But don't forget the last line. It says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. There is coming a day in which righteousness and justice will pervade the earth, in which that hunger and that thirsting will be satiated, where it will be filled. And so we hunger and thirst for that, but we do not do that in vain. We do that knowing that a day is coming. But for now, we wait. But we wait as active participants, as co-creators and co-partners with God in his story of redemption. And so we hunger and thirst, yes, but when we look, and Jesus gets into this when he talks about us being salt and light at the end of this section, he begins to talk about our participatory role in this. But he says, you hunger and thirst for that. So what I want to do this morning is I want, or this evening, whenever it is you're listening to this, is I want us to pray through this idea of hungering and thirsting for that which is not right, to be made right. And so as we begin, I invite you to just settle in again to your chair. Maybe settle into the couch you're sitting on, settle into your breath. Find yourself more caught up in the moment. Invite you to just take a few deep breaths, maybe a few deep breath prayers, centering your mind and your heart back on God. Then as you settle in, I want to just invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to highlight your hungering and your thirsting. What is it that you hunger and thirst for? What is it that you find your spirit desiring and longing for? I imagine for so many of us, it's for the world to be made right.
for those who are sick to be healed, for medical workers to be protected, for essential workers to be cared for. Maybe it's the concern of the economic fallout of all this in which you're hungering and thirsting for the world to be made right. As you allow the Spirit to bring to mind that which you hunger and thirst for, I invite you to ask for the image of justice and righteousness to be at the forefront of that hungering. And so invite the Holy Spirit to reshape your hungering and your thirsting around the world made right, around the story of redemption and reconciliation that God is working. And then I invite you to just meditate on the fact that that day will come, that those who hunger and thirst will be filled, that there is a longing in the moment that points to our lack. The world is a bit more chaotic than we'd like, but there will be a day in which that hungering and that thirsting for things to be made right will be filled. So I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to remind you of that filling, of knowing that this will not be a desire, a hunger and a thirsting for righteousness will not go unsatisfied. But allow the Spirit to speak to your heart, to recognize that that day will come, that longing will be filled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. It's also hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by myself, Brandon Patchen. Make sure to check back daily for more episodes of CBC.